We are obligated as a business to try and take as much of your money as possible.
That's why we've come up with new products to sell you. We got shirts, we got hats, we got all kinds of things for you.
If you want a Brock Life shirt, if you want a Jetpack Rescue Squad shirt.
Ooh, that Salmon Cannon shirt's cool.
If you want any of that stuff, you want a hat that says they's aliens, we got you. We have concerns.com/shop. Water problems, do we?
Well, supposedly
I get mine in bottles, which I don't think depletes the earth's supply. It's the bottled kind. It's not the natural kind.
Right. So that's helpful.
Yeah. Bottled. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, we should be concerned about antelopes, evidently.
Why? Are we lions?
If we're lions, we're trying. I don't know. Yeah, I think if I ain't lying, I ain't trying, right?
Wow, first day back.
Yeah, it's a new year.
Yeah, shake it out, buddy.
Antelopes are dying in large numbers, and no one knows why.
How large in numbers?
We're talking 60,000.
Out of how many?
120,000. So half.
That's all the antelope? We only have 120.
This particular herd.
Oh, okay.
So this is an article.
That's one herd. How many herd are there? Because if there are 120,000 antelope in this herd, yeah, but there are like 100,000 herds, I think we're fine on antelope.
I'm not sure how many herds there are.
No, I think this story is missing a lot of data. Is all I'm
saying. This story was sent to us by Quentin Redmond.
Thanks, Quentin.
Yeah, he sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
It's a great place to send it. You know where else you could send it?
No idea.
Is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Ah, yeah, yes.
That's a great place.
That is a great place. This is an article about how late May of this year in Kazakhstan, there are these antelopes. They're step-dwelling antelopes. They have a specific name, which is Saiga, S-A-I-G-A, Saiga.
Okay.
And half the herd, dead. There's a picture of just like corpses littering the land.
Just thousands of dead antelopes?
Thousands of dead antelopes.
And they all drop dead?
Like, basically.
Within how much time?
A very short amount of time. The problem is this geographic area in Kazakhstan where they roam, where the antelope roam, is very large. And so it took researchers, or basically the people discovering this fact, it took them a while to figure out how many of them were dead, and it took them a long time to get to their corpses as well. So,
because you got to crawl over piles of other dead antelope to
yeah,
get to those.
I guess. You got to scour the land, and it's a huge geographic area. So they don't know why they died. They have done a lot of research into it. They've tried to analyze the corpses, and they think it's a bacterial infection of some kind.
Okay.
But they haven't been able to find any bacteria in their stomachs that would be bad.
What's the over under that we did this?
Oh, I think it's pretty clear that somebody's killing antelopes.
No, but
the great antelope murderer of 2015.
Well, I mean, like, is there some antelope supervillain that's going around, or is this us? Did we do this accidentally somehow, do you think?
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's like how we're constantly worrying about bees, and then every time we run a study about bees, we find another reason bees are disappearing, and it turns out it's just always us. Like, there's literally nothing that's destroying the bees that we didn't do to them.
Yeah. Well, there's a perfectly good ecosystem going on, and then some creature gets a self-awareness and starts screwing everything up. I mean, that's kind of the story of Earth right there.
You think this antelope got self-awareness?
I mean, it's...
Is that what you're getting at?
I think that's pretty clear, right? There's only one remaining antelope. The other half of the herd is cool. And then...
There's 60,000 antelope left walking around, and only one left walking around on its hind legs.
Exactly.
And I'm just saying, that's a sign.
Fake mustache and a hat.
Just rubbing its hooves together.
Yeah.
Just like...
I can get the rest of them, too.
Hey, Murray.
Yep.
I'm new. I'm the assistant here. I'm the assistant biologist. But I just, have you noticed that antelope over there? It's got really shifty eyes.
The tall one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I was just tagging antelope.
Really tall?
Yeah, he's... Okay, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
He's standing up on two legs?
Wait, what?
And like, I know. And once again, I defer to your knowledge on this.
Yeah, you're kind of new, man. I don't want you to be throwing a monkey into the works here, buddy.
Yeah, totally. I would never throw a monkey in. I've never even studied monkeys. This is an antelope study.
Well, the last guy who was here started throwing monkeys around, and it was really annoying.
That seems like, number one, really irresponsible. Number
Super
two,
unprofessional.
Really unprofessional. Number three, where did he even get all those monkeys? Like, that's my third question, right? But maybe that should have been the first one. I don't know. Once again,
I think they were monkeys. They were really tall.
I'm just an assistant. So once again, I don't know. And I'm going to defer to you on this, but you can tell me if there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But he is getting into a car. Like, that antelope is getting into a car.
Huh. That's new.
Like, is it
new? I'm going to note that down.
Okay.
New behavior cited. Car.
Yeah. Okay. And then as he's driving towards.
He's mowing him down.
He's not driving away. He's driving towards.
Oh my God.
This is, okay, once again, I defer to you.
He didn't even use his horn.
You know what the procedure is, and I don't, but it seems like maybe this is a killer antelope.
He didn't even use his horn. There's no way they could have known.
Do they usually use horns?
I mean, I would think that would be the polite thing.
Once again, I don't know. You would know. Should we run? Do they normally use horns? What is going on?
I'm
going
to note this down.
That's going to sting. That'll sting. I'm going to note that down. Car stings.
Would you say that car just grazed you?
Yes! Yes! One of us.
Do they have any hypotheses?
Well, here is the situation. This has happened before. The Saigas have died before. In fact, it happened one time in Russia in the late 80s.
There's only been one other time in history where these antelope have died. Otherwise, immortal
antelope.
They
live forever.
They live by Highlander rules.
In the 80s in Russia, this happened.
Ask your parents what the Highlander is.
Right. And the crazy thing is, it was during the Soviet Russia, so basically no one investigated it. Mm-hmm. They just all died off.
Dead gazelle investigate you.
Exactly. In Mother Russia. So it was completely ignored that last time. So this time,
because they had other shit on their minds in Soviet Russia.
I guess it's just, you know, people were dropping dead anyways.
There were
people
to crush, people to oppress.
Yeah,
they were very sad.
Right,
there was a lot going on. Nobody was worried about the antelope.
So
I didn't even know they had antelope
in Kazakhstan or in Russia.
Yeah,
either.
Yes,
right. They do. Well, fewer now.
Sure.
So they did this thing called necropsies. Necropsies, which I guess is kind of like studying the corpse after it's dead.
Yeah.
And they found out.
It's not creepy. It's just a thing. All right. It's not a fetish. It's not weird.
No.
It's
science.
It's science. We just have to study these bodies. There's nobody gets off on this.
No.
Nobody would want to look at, and even if it, like an antelope and then like a dead one, that's weird.
That's weird.
So nobody
they studied
gets
the
off
females first.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
because they have
would.
To.
Yes.
You have to study the females.
That's where
first.
You start.
It's not a weird thing.
No.
It's not weird,
it's
and it's
science.
Not a fetish. This is just a science thing for scientists.
Yes. And they started with the most attractive female first. That's what
and
you do.
And then once again, like, that's just, they choose which is the most attractive by empirical scientific methods.
Yeah, it's completely dispassionate and very, very professional.
Yeah, they certainly all don't like ogle. That's not
No. And there aren't a series of magazines that they all read to determine who's the prettiest antelope.
They certainly don't belong to a private news group. I'll tell you that much.
No, there aren't photos circulated
uses
and a
news
voting system.
Anymore.
No.
Nobody uses those.
There's not
just
a hot or not
those.
For antelopes that they are all participating in.
God, no.
That would be wrong.
There's certainly not a group chat on WhatsApp. I'll tell you that much.
No.
Anyway.
Anyway, so they
which
really
one
did.
They, which one did they have sex with?
They really did study the females first, and it turns out that the females were dying quickest, and then their young would die, and which led them to believe that the bacterial infection or whatever it was that was causing it was being passed through the mother's milk, because the calves would die. And so they did this. They took samples from the mother's milk of antelopes.
They took it through a totally normal scientific
means. Yeah, not with their mouth.
They did not do it with their mouth, for sure.
Why would they? That would be very unprofessional.
Yeah, that would be like a weird fetishy thing, and nobody has a weird fetish about this, okay?
So what they found out is the taste of the milk was very odd.
Because they had to taste it.
Right, I mean,
scientifically, there's no other way to tell if there's a weird bacteria in a substance other than tasting it.
Right.
Which is why so many scientists die, especially so many antelope scientists.
No, nobody tasted it.
No, God, no, that would be weird.
That would be super weird. So they
didn't roll their eyes back into their head while they tasted it either. Like no, in a weird, like.
They never tasted it completely naked.
No.
Why would they?
No.
In a bathtub full of other milk.
It would be weird to cover yourself in hot antelope milk. Nobody does that.
Just the idea of warming up the antelope milk first. Nobody wants to take a cold antelope milk shower.
Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to cover themselves in hot, sexy antelope milk.
Hey, Clark, you've been in the break room for a long time. Oh, Jesus, that is a lot of plastic bottles full of antelope milk.
Yep.
You putting them all in the microwave?
Yep, I am.
You've been in here like 3 hours.
Uh-huh, I'm doing one at a time. I want to make sure that they're all exactly perfect. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I have sex with the bottles. And scene.
Frick, I guess. That seemed like a fun one to
do. I just cut right to it.
It's 2016. We know what he's doing.
We got no time for this. But nobody would really do that, though. That's the point. Nobody would really do that. Certainly nobody here. Nobody in this room has ever done that.
God, why? How would we have access to the...
That'd be so strange.
Do you have access to the...
I mean, nobody here would have access, and certainly if somebody here did have access, they would not let the other person in the room know that if you get on WhatsApp...
Yeah.
They can hook you up. WhatsApp. But nobody would do that.
Nobody. I wouldn't.
Nobody would do that.
We should wrap this up, though.
Yeah, we should totally wrap it up. How long has it been? Like 7 minutes? I think that's an episode. I have some non-antelope sex-related things to do. Because I'm not a weird guy.
No, neither of us are weird guys.
Only a weird guy would have weird antelope sex things to do today.
But I got to tell you about this whole, like, how to warm up large amounts of liquid at once. You don't have to use the microwave.
I wrap myself in plastic and jump into a wading pool full of it, kind of like a sous vide. I slow cook myself. Or I would if I was a creep.
Slow cooker.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't do that because you're not a creep.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, that's how I would do it.
Does sound good.
Hypothetically.
I mean, hypothetically, to a creep, it would sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys, they studied the internal organs of these. They can't figure out what this is because all of the bacteria that they've pulled out of the dead antelopes doesn't seem to be harmful.
So it seems natural
and normal.
Last time, it was an infection of the milk. This time, we have no idea.
They don't know. They think it was passed through the milk, but they don't know what the infection is because everything... This is an ongoing mystery. They have not figured out what is causing the deaths. They've looked in the milk because they think, oh, that leads us to believe that it's being passed through the milk, but they can't find anything in the milk. They can't find anything in the internal organs. They can't find anything in the stomach. All the bacteria that's in there is stuff that should be harmless. And yet they're dying in these large numbers. It stopped in June of this year. They stopped dying.
Okay.
So it happened from May to June, like half the population, boom, gone. Crazy.
So. And this is just off the top of my head. Did anybody notice a featureless, smooth, black obelisk floating about 7 to 12 inches off the ground during the month of May?
Like hovering to and fro?
Like hovering and not humming, not audibly humming. I wouldn't say making a sound, but it felt like a humming. You could almost feel a humming.
Yeah, you could sense it.
And a knowledge.
Yeah.
Did anybody report anything like that?
And no one that lived to tell about it.
Okay. Well, we can rule that out then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
But those obelisk scientists still haven't reported back in. So
the obelisk-ticians?
Yeah, yeah.
The people who only study obelisks?
Yeah, those guys are a dying breed, it turns out. Very strange.
Very quickly.
Very fast.
Very quickly dying in very strange ways.
Yeah, yeah. They go out, but they don't come back.
Sometimes they turn into stone. Sometimes they turn into trees.
Yeah.
Sometimes they appear hundreds of years later.
Yeah. We couldn't find those three guys, but we did find statues that they must have made of themselves that are their perfect likeness. They're like one-to-one likeness
but
of them.
But with an inhuman pain, and I would say knowledge in their eyes.
It seems like an odd thing for them to spend time sculpting.
Sure.
Because they are all in mid-scream, and it does look like they know something.
Well, and also they had obelisks to study.
Right.
You know, and I feel like, why are they doing this on our time?
Wasting time, yeah.
You know?
It's disrespectful.
It's super disrespectful.
Are you going to finish that antelope milk?
Slowly.
I just don't want those guys to be disrespectful.
No, no, of course not.
Yeah. So it says that another possibility is that these flash crashes, as they're calling them, are inevitable responses to some natural variations in the environment. But they can't figure out what those variations might be, other than obelisks. But I mean, they literally don't know what caused half the population of something to just keel over.
Wow.
It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's spooky.
Yeah.
I don't like it. how often, I mean, how often does this happen to other animals? I mean, we know the bees are dying, but we know why.
Well, listen to this.
We have multiple hypotheses as to why.
Listen to this. The extent of this die-off and the speed it had by spreading through the whole calving herd and killing all the animals, this has not been observed for any other species. It's really unheard of.
Do you think the antelope are cursed?
Maybe. Maybe the antelope made a pact with some sort of being from the beyond.
Yeah.
And in order to be spared from the lion's gaze, they had to sacrifice half their kind.
And the other half now are guaranteed safety.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like the most reasonable theory we have.
I think that's probably true. Somebody should watch the lions and see if they are able to kill any calves, or if they're just like...
Or if they have any remote control devices.
No, that's what it is. It's really smart lions.
It's just really... We thought it was... You know what it was? Is that one gazelle that was super smart was trying to warn the other gazelles.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't listen.
No.
And it was really... two mildly intelligent lions.
They're like, you know, you guys are working so hard to kill these things. All we got to do is poison one mother.
That's it.
It spreads like wildfire.
That's it. This is a perfectly normal bacteria that you would find in an antelope stomach. But if we increase the concentration of it,
yeah,
they'll die and no one will ever know.
It's completely undetectable.
Okay, so I think we should put this to a vote. What do you guys think? All right, we're not going to put it to a vote.
I hate being the only ones that are evolved and super smart.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
On the bright side, I feel like we can just go ahead with this plan.
Yeah, we should do it.
I mean, if they are saying no, I don't know what the difference... That's okay, you stop in the front. Stop licking yourself,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Grow up, really.
I can't even believe we're doing this for you guys.
Did we... quick question. Do we think about the fact as to whether we're going to be able to eat these now that we poisoned them?
Oh, you know what? I would say, no, we didn't.
Mm.
And once again, this comes back to the fact that I think we're only mildly intelligent.
Yeah, mildly intelligent.
Yeah, because like, what are we going to do with 60,000? I don't know how to build a refrigerator.
Yeah.
For some reason, my knowledge is really specialized. And it,
poisons mostly?
Yeah, and it comes to me in a humming.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
Like in a strange humming.
It's like a there's a knowledge that I feel.
Yeah.
And it's not a sound so much as it is a feeling.
Mm. Oh, watch out for that car! Oh, that's gonna sting. That stings.
Antelope noise.
Drives away.
What is an antelope noise?
It's sort of a humming that you feel.
It's that you feel.
Yeah.
That gives you a knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's not audible.
No.
No.
That's how you know an antelope is about to kill you. You just feel it. A humming.
It's Death Yaris.
Death Yaris. It is. Maybe the antelope came up with the Death Yaris.
Maybe. I did think of the idea while I was visiting the LA Zoo. I get all my best and darkest ideas when I visit the LA Zoo.
Yeah.
Specifically, the antelope enclosure.
Well, you see the zebras.
Yeah.
You see the great apes. You see the big black obelisk. Mm. And then you see the antelopes. That's the LA Zoo pattern.
Yeah. You know what I do is in the morning,
mm-hmm.
all the kids are going straight to the lions and the monkeys.
Oh, they love them.
You can make a beeline right to the obelisk.
Yeah.
And just touch it and feel its warmth.
I don't think you're supposed to touch
it. For 15 to 20 minutes?
I don't think you're supposed to touch it. Isn't there this cordoned off in some way? Don't they recommend not touching
it? You know what's funny is I don't remember. It's all a blur.
Huh.
Hey, I got a really great idea.
Just now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For what to do with my neighbors, literally all of them.
Oh.
Quickly. To the giant sous vide cooker.
Quickly to the Death Yaris.
To the Death Yaris.
Oh, man.
Man, it's so spooky that something like this could happen and we have no idea why.
That's the worst part, is scientists are like, well, it seems to point to this. So they check that and that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they can't figure out how that could be it. So literally just big populations of animals are keeling over. That is terrifying. And it's periodic and repeated, and it probably is going to happen again. Sucks to be an antelope.
Anybody have any ideas?
Yeah.
Anybody, any of you guys? I mean, you don't have to be scientists. We're not scientists.
We do a whole show about this. We don't know anything
about anything.
Yeah.
But if you guys have any hypotheses or anything you'd like to share with us, you can do it on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag that obelisk. And hey, it's a brand new year.
Yeah, it is.
Can you even believe that?
I can't.
We are a little over a year old now. We started in late 2014, went all through 2015, and
we're
now
in our terrible twos.
We're in our, we're awful toddlers.
Yes.
That is what my wife calls me anyway, an awful toddler. So, hey, if you are new, welcome.
Yeah.
We are so happy to have you. If you are returning, welcome back.
Yay, we're happy to have you too.
Yay. And if just in case you are new or you don't know what goes on here, we are an entirely listener-funded podcast.
Yeah, we don't have ads. We don't do anything to make the show possible other than request your help. If you have any value you find in this show, we request your value in return, and we do that through Patreon.
Yep, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, pledge whatever you feel a month worth of episodes is worth, and if you pledge a little more, you get a little extra, like early episodes, bonus episodes, and video hangouts once a month with me and Jeff. So if you want to check that out, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Oh, and hello, everybody! This was a VR thing. We did it.
We did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Oh, man. I'm sure I picked my nose or something weird.
I have been jerking off this whole time. Glorious 360 video.
You can look all around and see it.
Just really look away. You can look away just like Jeff does when he's really here. So this is the thing we did, and maybe it'll turn out cool. You should let us know.
Does.
Well, I imagine this will be on YouTube, and it'll be on our Patreon. And leave a comment and let us know if you enjoyed it.
It's gonna be weird. It'll be like they're creepily sitting behind us.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about putting it in between us, but then it would be like you'd have to go like this the whole time, and that's not cool.
Match.
That's not cool VR. Yeah. Although the rest of my office is not particularly cool VR either. But anyway, this is the future.